Thursday, the 19th of July, Rabbi Yehoshua Kroshar, Golos HaShechina.
Hi to everyone, good morning. Thank the organizer for the organizers for the Zechia to be able to share a few words with you this morning. It's noteworthy that of all the names we call the Jewish months, the only month which has a name, which has a Lashon HaKodesh counterpart, is this month, the month of Av. Any other month, I don't think, has a Lashon HaKodesh equivalent, but the month of Av has a Lashon HaKodesh counterpart, which is called Av, Father. What is the significance of this month that we call it Av, Father? There is a Gemara in Brachos Taf Gimel on the Dalas, which describes HaKodesh Baruch Hu's perspective on the Churban. The Gemara tells us Rabbi Yossi went into a churba and heard a bas koil cooing like a dove. And this is what he heard. Oy levonim sheba'avonoseihem hecharafti es beisi v'charafti es heicholi v'higrisim levein ha'umais. Woe to the children because of whose sins I had to destroy my house, I burnt my Beis HaMikdosh, and I exiled them among the nations of the world. The Gemara finishes that when Klal Yisroel enter the Bote Knesiyos u'Bote Medrashos, and they say Yehei Shemoi HaGodol Mevoiroch, which I assume is the equivalent of Yehei Shmei Rabbah, which we do today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, shakes his head and says Ashrei HaMelech Shemekalsin Oisei Beveisei Kach. Fortunate was the king who was praised this way in his house when the Beis HaMikdosh stood. Maloi la'ov shehiglo esbonov. What is there for the father who has exiled his children? Vo'oi lohem lebonim shegolu mi'al shulchan aviyem. And woe to the children who have been exiled from their father's table. A Gemara in Brachos Taf Gimel Amud Aleph. We have a description of Churban that describes Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a yachas between Av u'Ben, a father and a son. Rabbi Avigdor Miller, in his Perushim on the Torah, says on the words B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's introduction to Moshe Rabbeinu before the Esther Makos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, and he writes that the relationship denoted by a son and a father is the attitude of Ahava, of love. Leib Kelman, who was a Talmud of Rav Shlomo Volber, he used to say quite often that Yiddishkeit is not a religion, it's a relationship. Now this isn't just a maida, but it is fundamental. And I want to share with you again another keta from Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal on a pasuk towards the end of the Reishis on the words by Yis'at Sev El Liboy. And this is what he writes. He says, in these words we have one of the greatest principles of the Torah, and that is to behave to Hashem Yisparach as toward one that has all emotions. He says, without this fundamental attitude, all of our avodas Hashem is empty and superficial. He writes, we must learn the attitude that our avodas actually upset Hashem kaviyachol, and that our development in Ruchniyos causes joy to him. Although we know that Hashem Yisparach is above such feelings, yet we must endeavor to implant these emotions of love and desire to please him, and regret and sorrow that we cause him displeasure. All the great men that succeeded in true Ahavat Hashem followed this Torah system, and no other method of such success is humanly possible. We find countless psukim that attest to this. He quotes a few of them. Hashem oyhev tzadikim, Hashem loves the tzadikim. Yismach Hashem b'ma'aso, Hashem shall rejoice in what he has made. He then finishes and says that the necessity to learn and practice this principle is one of the most essential functions, and it is impossible to overemphasize it. So those are his words. So he writes, a person has to realize that there has to be some personal kesher, some personal connection with the Rebbein Shalom. And now we come to our first dilemma. And it is this. you ask me to have some personal kesher, the immediate problem is, how is it possible to feel emotions towards that which our senses do not directly perceive? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a physical entity, and you are asking me to relate to him in a personal way. I don't see him, he doesn't display any physical form, and yet you ask me to have a relationship. This is our first dilemma, and it's a very, very big question. To this, Rabbi Miller quotes a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph. And he uses this Gemara as a building block to be able to understand how to grapple with this issue. This is a famous Gemara of a Geir who came to Hillel, and he asked Hillel, can you please teach me Kol HaTorah Kula Al Regel Achad? Teach me the whole of the Torah while standing on one foot. And Hillel taught him the famous words, Da'aloch Senei Lechavroch Loi Ta'aveid. What is hateful to you, do not do to your friend. Zuhi kol ha-Torah kula. This is the entire Torah. The idoch pirushahu. The rest is an elaboration of this one central point. Zil gemoy. Go and learn. So all the Mefarshim, each in their own way, ask the obvious question. The Geir asked him, could you please teach me kol ha-Torah kula? Kol HaTorah Kula implies both Bin Odom Lachaveiroi and Bin Odom Namokoi. And Hillel said to him, the Aloch Senei, what is hateful to you, do not do to your friend. That seems only to focus on the Bin Odom Lachaveiroi aspect. What about the rest of the Torah? It's a very, very well-known question. Rashi addresses this and gives two biurim, two interpretations. And the Maimonides explains the first Mahalach of Rashi, and with that he builds a binyan. And Rashi says, based on a pasuk in Mishlei, he says, if you have given your friend chesed, you've done chesed, you've conferred upon your friend every form of kindness, and then you requested him to do something for you, would you not be greatly displeased if he refused? Similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is your friend, has made you, he has bestowed on you a body, a guf, he has provided you with all your needs. Surely you are mechuyev to fulfill the Torah which he requires of you. Says Rabbi Miller, based on Rashi, you see here a vital principle. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu motivate us to keep the Torah? He uses our Bein Odom Lachaveiroi development, and he says, someone has done something for you, you've done something else, have you ever made a request and been refused? How did you feel? Utilize that feeling and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same. He has provided you with so much and he requests of you to keep the Torah. Would you not want to keep the Torah? There's another Gemara. This is a Gemara in Brochus, Daf Lamed Hei Amad Aleph. The Gemara says that if a man honors his parents who gave him life, it is considered as if he honored HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sorry, it's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed on the base. If a person honors his parents, it is considered as if he honored HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the kesher? So he explains again, only when we are capable of gratitude to one's parents is a person capable of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we are ungrateful to our own visible father and mother, we cannot be considered capable of feeling his gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, you see the development of this principle. You've got to utilize the world that we live in of action, where we do have visible examples. We have our parents. We honor our parents because of our HaKadosh HaTayiv. We are then able to develop our HaKadosh HaTayiv to the Rebbeinu Shlomo who cannot be seen. This is the reason why he writes in other Mekaymos that it is not possible to be hostile to our friends and at the same time to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We function only by means of our midas, whatever we view, whether it is the Ribbono Shel Olam or people, we must view through the medium of our characters. Therefore he writes, an ungrateful person cannot truly be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An angry man cannot avoid feeling angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and an arrogant person cannot avoid being arrogant against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the same would apply to love. If we do not love our fellow man, we cannot hope to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the reason why he says, if we have the ability to acquire noble attitudes of ahava towards our chachomim, towards our parents, respect and fear of our chachomim and our parents, then we are given the impetus to transfer these developed attitudes to the teacher of the Torah to our nation, to the father of all men, HaKadosh Baruch. This is something which is a yesoid which permeates many areas of Torah. The Mefarshim explain the whole reason why we are born to parents, to be able to learn trust, to be able to develop love, is all because eventually our avodah is to channel those developed feelings in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. So therefore, says Rabbi Miller, if we want to relate to HaKadosh Baruch who cannot be seen, we have to start at ground level, and that is with our Din Adam L'Chaveiro. But we still have a major dilemma. Granted that Din Adam L'Chaveiro is so vital, if we're to get anywhere in our yachas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should follow that our Din Adam L'Chaveiro should be on par, absolutely perfect. Our dignity, respect towards people should be on a high, because we need them desperately, we need it vitally. And yet, we find that our Bin Adam L'Chaveiro lags very far behind our Bin Adam L'Mokai. Leave out the problem of getting along with others, people that get on our nerves, people that get under our skin. It's an avoider rabot. It's not easy to be able to relate to people in a very positive way. It's an avoider. And even to be mishtatis in other people's simcha is also not easy to be able to feel and to be able to love. Rabbi Yerucham said, without avodah, saying mazal for someone else's simcha is the easiest part of it. The hardest part is to be able to really be mishtatis in someone else's simcha. This is a constant battle. And the problem is that if the Adam L'Chaveiro is so important, why is it that somehow it's neglected and we don't relate to people and we don't view every person that we meet, be it our parents, be it our wives, be it our colleagues, that this is potential situations of me being able to develop a Yachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somehow it does not seem to rub off. So in order to be able to address that, we have to dig a little deeper. Now I want to share with you a Yisoid, a very well-known Yisoid of Rabbi Dessler. And I must admit to you, when I heard it for the first time, I thought this is real Lomdus Shemusa. I couldn't relate to it, but over the years, it's grown on me, and I want to share it with you because this is the Yesoid on ground level. He writes about Ahava. How do we love someone else? So he says, real Ahava, real love, is not Ahava that I have for you as distinct from me, but my love for you is an expansion or an extension of myself to include you. He says, this is the amkus of ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. Now, I want to repeat it again, because when I heard it for the first time, I said to myself, so how do I love someone else? No problem, you don't love him. What you do is you develop yourself, you expand yourself, you extend yourself, and then you will love him because he is you. How does that make practical sense? It's longest, it's conceptual. Oh, but what do we do with it? The Meister, practically, what does it mean? Oh, but these are his words. His words are that you love because you see yourself in others. What does that mean? So, in order to be able to understand these words of Rabbi Dessler, I want to share with you a Maharal, an adapted Maharal based on a Mishnah, but this is a Yesod which I'm told is something the Maharal uses extensively. There is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Al Shloisha Devarim Ha'olam Oymed, Al HaTorah, V'Al Ho'avoida, V'Al Gemilus Chasadim. Says the Maharal, the world of a Yid stands on three pillars. Torah, Avoida, Gemilus Chasadim. Avoida is readily understood. These are the mitzvahs bin Odom Lamokim, Avoida, V'Tefillah. Tefillah personifies the mitzvah bin Odom Lamokim. You then have Gemilus Chasadim, which is the mitzvah bin Adam L'Chaveiroi, as the word Gemilus Chasadim is understood, acts of kindness. So those are the two areas. Now these are usually the two areas that we are familiar with. You ask someone the life of a Yid, you've got the bin Adam L'Mokai, you've got the bin Adam L'Chaveiroi. So what is Torah? What is Torah? Says the Maharal, Torah is the element of being Odom La'atzmai. A man with himself. What does being Odom La'atzmai mean? And why is being Odom La'atzmai referred to as Torah? And also, from the format of the progression in the Mishnah, it seems to be that Torah precedes Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim. So, when we speak about being Odom La'atzmai, what do we mean by between man and himself? Rabbi Yisai, this is not Chidushim, the self is none other than the Nishmas Yisrael, our Neshama, the Chelek Eloika Mimal, this is the godly portion that is embedded in every single Yid. The Neshama is our link to the Olam HaRuchani, and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it is the source of our craving for a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is described by Rebbe Dessler as the Nekuda HaPenimius, the Nekuda, the inner Nekuda of a Yid, and this is the deepest and truest essence of a Jew. When David HaMelech said, V'ani kirvas elikim li toiv, or the Pasuk in Tehillim, Tzom alachon nafshi kom alachon b'sori, he was expressing the Nishmas Yisrael. When the Maharal writes that Torah represents the Bein Odom La'atzmai, the Bein Odom La'atzmai is a person's awareness of his Neshama. The reason why it is called Torah is most probably based on the words we say every day, Ashenosan lonu teiras emes v'chaye oylam nota b'seichenu. The words v'chaye oylam nota b'seichenu is said in a reference to the Neshama. If we want to activate the Neshama, we need the Torah HaKadosha. Torah's emes is what develops our ability to become aware of that Nekuda HaPenimus within ourselves. Now, what happens if a person has the zechus to be in touch with that deepest part of himself, his Neshama? So I want to share with you Yerushalmi, the very famous Yerushalmi. I think it's in Tanis. Yerushalmi is based on the famous question that is asked on the words Lo Sikrim Velo Sitter Es Bnei Amecha Vahafter Vareacha Kamecha. Lo Sikrim Velo Sitter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to bear a grudge, take revenge, and the question is, how is that physically possible? Revenge is sweeter than honey, the words of the Mesillas Yesharim. How do we work on combating our desire for revenge, which many people can hold on to it for years and years and years in order to be able to retaliate? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Lo Sikrim Velo Sitter. Says Yerushalmi, Moshe Lamar Dovadayma. A butcher is cutting a piece of meat, and he loses himself, he's in thought, the knife is sharp, and one hand touches the other. Says Yerushalmi, one hand is therefore pouring with blood. Would the other hand, as an act of revenge, take the knife and cut the other hand for having done what it did? Those are the words of the Yerushalmi. What does the Yerushalmi mean? So the Mefarshim explain, the Yerushalmi here tells us that when a Yid takes revenge against another Yid, he has to realize that he is harming himself. Why? So I quote to you the words of Rav Shimon Shkop in his Akdama to his Sefer Shara Yosha, and he says a very powerful sentence. He says, Kol ish mi Yisrael hu rak ke'ever miguf ha'uma Yisraelis. Every single Yid is like a limb of the body called Klal Yisrael. In other words, when a person realizes that he is part of a body, he is part of Klal Yisrael, then to take revenge is ludicrous. In the same way that a butcher wouldn't even have a haba amin, he wouldn't even think should I, should I not, now I won't. It's me. A Yid has to know another Yid is me. In other words, says the Yerushalmi, when a person is in touch with his Nekuda HaPenimius, then he will be able to identify with other Yidin, because he will feel he is part of one entity called Klal Yisrael. That is a manifestation of the Nekuda HaPenimius in our lives. That is the reason why Rabbi Dessler writes, when we speak about the ability to love, a person has a natural love for himself. If we have the zechir to be able to live our lives when we are in touch with our Nekuda HaPenimius, then that love will extend, because in essence Klal Yisrael are one. We are, as Rav Shimon Shkop says, Ke'ever Echod Miguf HaUmah HaYisrael. So it follows that when we speak about the difficulty in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the difficulty in our Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, the real avoda lies in being touched with our Nekuda HaPenimus. And then from that everything develops, which is why Torah, avoda, and Gemilas Chasonim follows that pattern. There is a very beautiful maimer in the Sefer Chaim Shel Torah on Parsh Tzeitzei. And he speaks there about Hakoras HaToyiv, a wonderful maimer. But his Tamsis HaDvorim, his Yisoid is that Hakoras HaToyiv, which we know is a Yisoid in our Avodas Hashem, he says is something which only can be demanded of a Nishmas Yisrael. He says a physical person receives and takes, has no Hakoras HaToyiv. You can tell him to mechanically say thank you, he'll say thank you. But he says ultimately real Hakoras HaToyiv is a manifestation of Nishmas Yisrael. The Neshama, which is a chelek and like Hamimal, is like the Ribbono Shel Olam who wants to give, and when it receives, it wants to reciprocate. So, I cannot do justice now in the few minutes that we have, but this is again the same Yisrael. When we speak about Hakoras HaToyiv, which to people, which allows us to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, it's the underlying Yisoid that really we have to get into touch with our Nekuda HaPnimis. If we do that, then we love others because we are one, and also we are so grateful for what we receive because the Neshama is extremely sensitive to what it receives and wants to reciprocate to people and then from them to develop it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, I would like to bring this inyan into focus into the zman we find ourselves in this tekufa. Rabbi Dessler writes in Chelek Beis of Michtav Eliyahu these words: Hakoras Hashem b'snim halev zu hashrat hashchina b'Yisrael. The recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the depth of our hearts, that is hashrat hashchina b'Yisrael. It's important to note that Rabbi Dessler always said this to the Yisoid, it's got to start from the individual before it go global. If we want to bring the Shekhinah HaKadosh into Klal Yisrael, we have to know the Avodah starts with the Yochid. Says Rabbi Dessler, what is Hashroah HaShekhinah de Yisrael? Hakoras Hashem Bifnim Halev. Now, what does he mean, Hakoras Hashem Bifnim Halev? It means that a person is in touch with his Nekudah HaPnimius, with his Neshama. And if you are in touch with your Neshama, as we saw before, the Neshama has one seal, has one goal and one drive, Kirvas Elokim. So the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in oneself means that this person has an active soul. By contrast, Golus HaShechina means when the Nekuda HaPenimius is hidden and it is covered, when the Nishmas Yisrael doesn't make its presence felt, and we're unaware of it, or we don't attach enough Hashiva to it, or we hardly think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is an element of Golus HaShechina, and this is Churban in our own lives. So, when we speak about Golus HaShechina, really the challenge is, where is the Bein Odom La'atmoi? Where am I? Where is my Nekuda HaPnimius? Do I feel a Hakoras HaToyiv? Do I feel a love towards others? Now, Al Regel Achas, how do we begin the climb into Bein Odom La'atmoi? Now, the knee-jerk reaction obviously is, of course you have to look in your midst, this is already well-known in Yonim. Of course a person has to work on himself and constantly improve. But we are asking the Nekuda, can you please tell me step one? Chazal, HaKadoshim, have given us a guide to be able to begin this climb to the Bein Odom La'atzmoi, which leads to everything. And I want to share this with you, it's fresh, and I'm open to be challenged. This is just an idea of mine, so you can take it or leave it. But you find a very interesting halacha on Tisha B'Av in the morning. This is a halacha which I became aware of years ago, it's a very well-known halacha. That on Tisha B'Av in the morning, you don't greet anyone. That's a halacha, you don't say shalom, you walk into shul, you don't say shalom aleichem, you don't have casual conversation or social conversation. Now obviously Chazal said what they say, there is a reason for everything and myriads of reasons. But in light of what we have shared this morning, I would like to tell you what I feel, or how I understand Chazal. The goal of Tisha B'Av in the morning is Bein Odom La'atzmoi. When we speak about coming in the morning to shul and to work out how do I relate to this day, how do I relate to myself, the Bein Odom La'atzmoi is probably the most important hachana to be able to absorb the yayin. And that is expressed by, I'm sorry, I cannot speak to you now, there's no social interaction. And I want to explain to you why. The Sforim write a very interesting thought. If a person wants to know how in touch is he with his Nekuda HaPnimius, he says he should try this. He says he should go to a room, lock the door, close the curtains, switch off your mobiles, switch off any tape recorders, any radios, completely, and just sit on a chair with no other distractions. How comfortable are you in being with yourself? Now, this is what I'm told. We are a society that abhors silence. We are always talking, or people are always talking to us. And for many people, it's very uncomfortable to become aware of yourself. Shalom Aleichem, who are you? So the Bin Odom La'atzmai aspect strives, and the Bin Odom La'atzmai aspect becomes sensitized when a person is on the team. For people who are in touch with the Nekuda HaPnimius, they crave for time out, time on their own, just to think, just to reflect. For others, it's very, very painful, and they avoid it like the plague. It's interesting, Rabbi Miller said that in Slobodka, where he was in Yeshiva, he says people didn't talk. It's not that they were an unfriendly bunch, it was just that you didn't talk. It just wasn't it. People spoke when they had to, but this idea of talking indiscriminately was something which in Slobodka they felt it affected the Avodas Hashem and affected the Nekuda HaPnimius. So therefore, say Chazal, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, when we speak about Golus HaShechina, if we want to be able to access our Nekuda HaPnimius and become aware of the vast potential that every single Yid is capable of, stop. No interaction, no social interaction. I love you all, Rabbi Sai, but this morning, if I really want to genuinely love you, I can't talk to you. And the idea is to be able to sit down and reflect on these hours. Kinnas, I assume, finishes at 11. There's plenty of time just to ask themselves, who am I? And when a person discovers the neglect he has had in being aware of his Nekuda HaPnimius, he is on his way to be able to develop. It's very interesting, Rabbi Miller says, on the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the words are Stam Nochri Mif Opoye. The words in Gemara Chulin Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. So he says, the words Mif Opoye mean talk constantly. And he says, the Gemara says, the Umay Ta'olam talk constantly. So if we speak about Klal Yisrael and we speak about the Umay Ta'olam, so we speak about the difference between the Nekuda HaPnimius and the Nekuda HaChitzonius. And the Gemara says in Chulin that the Nekuda HaChitzonius expresses itself in some who just talk too much. A Yid has to know, if you want to be in touch with yourself, there has to be some time during the day where you can reflect and just say, just a second, who am I and what am I? If we can do that in Yitz Hashem over these days, then we have the basis to be able to be in touch with ourselves. We then will have the Zechiyah Be'ezrat Hashem to grow in our development in Bin Odom L'Chaveiroi, and in Yitzah Hashem, when we have developed those Hergeshim, we will be able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a meaningful way, and that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, we will be able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our Father, and hence the month of Av is called Av. Av means Father. This is our challenge, and let us not fall asleep at the wheel. Shukat.